We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph, and we're beginning a new parak, the fourth parak, parak Taraf Bekalpi. Zok the Mishnah, we are continuing the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The first thing he did with the Big Day Lavan, with the white begadim, was he did Vidui on the par of Lechatos. And now before he does the second Vidui on the par, he goes and does a raffle, a lottery, to figure out which of the two Seirim goes La'Shem and which one goes La'Azazel. There are two goats. One is to be sent to Azazel to be thrown down the mountain. The other one will be used as a Chatas. So he has a little box with two raffles or little pieces of wood that turn into gold later on. And one said La'Shem on it and one said La'Azazel on it. Passage was carved into those pieces. So, and he stuck both his hands in the box, and he picked out with each hand one of them, and put on the two animals that were standing beside him, one on his right side, one on his left side. One animal, one goat was on his right side, one goat on the left side. And he took them out of the kalfi, and put them down on the two animals. Zokta Mishnah, and then Mishnah was read inside the Mishnah. Tara for kalfi, he grabbed, and he stuck his hand, and he grabbed something out of the box. He pulled out two raffles. Echad kasuv alav l'shem. One was written on it l'shem. It was written shem on a fayrish. But echad kasuv alav l'azazel. Other one said on an azazel. Haskan b'yaminoi. The skan stood on his right side. And the head of the base av of the kahanim that were working the mitzvah that day was on his left side. Himshal shem alav b'yaminoi. If and his right hand was the one that was said Lashem. Haskan oimeloi, ishi kohen gadol hag b'yamincha. The skan said, kohen gadol, pick up your hand. V'im shel shem, olav b'smoiloi, roish b'zav, amoloi, ishi kohen gadol hag b'smoiloi, pick up your hand, pick up your left hand. Now, it was a good omen and a good mazel if he came with his right hand, was the one that picked up the Lashem. And therefore, it always meant a lot to him that should happen, because that was a good sign. Then it says, Nosnal Shnei Seirim, you put it down on the two Seirim, V'amah Lashem Chatas. He said, the one that's Lashem, that should be a Chatas. Rabbi Shmuel, Amah Lohi Yitzhak Lohim HaChatas. You never say we're Chatas, El Lashem. All you say is the word Lashem. And the Ritva explains that Tzmachleikis had to learn the Pesukim. It says in the Pasuk, V'aso Chatas. So according to, it says, the one that's Lashem, you should make into a Chatas. According to the first man, the Amar, you have to make it into a chatas. So not only do you say Lashem, you say Lashem chatas. According to other man, the Amar, Baso chatas doesn't mean with your mouth. It means you actually make it into a chatas, and that's you don't have to say anything about a chatas. Lashon HaPasuk is a hikav arm, it's a sarah, sha'Allah, Allah, agar, Lashem, Baso chatas. So according to one man, the Amar says, you have to make it into a chatas. Other man says, no, Baso chatas means you do it as a chatas. You don't have to say any word chatas. But the Ma'aseh, they said the word Lashem. Like Rashi says, and every time you say Hashem, Hashem, you say Baruch Hashem. So here, when he says Lashem, Chatas or Lashem, the whole Kahal and all the Kahanim answered Baruch Hashem Kvar Makusoy Lo'olam Vad. Zok Gemara Vayter. Lama Li Taraf Bekalpi. Why do you need that he has to grab one of the lats? Just stick a hand in. What's the Taraf? What's the grabbing? So my answer is, in order that you shouldn't feel around, he wants it to be Lashem, because that's a good sign. So maybe, if he does it slowly, he'll feel around, and since it's a grave, he could tell that Lashem is shorter than La'azazel, and he'll be able to feel around and pick out the right one. Huh? Shema Farish, yeah. So still, La'azazel is more words. Azazel is five letters. It's four letters. So he'll feel around and he'll feel around and take it out. So or he feels the size of the letters, whatever it is. He can feel. Therefore, he has to grab inside it. That's what the Gemara says. That's what has to be tarif. Now the Rishonim asked, and Rishonim others ask that if he feels around and pulls out the right one. Two kashas. First of all, you don't have a goyrel then. It's not a lottery. He picked it out. That's number one. And number two, like the other Rishonim speak out, that's not a good sign either. If you pick out the right one, it's not a good sign. So the way the Tashanim answers says, it's not intentional. You're not intentionally going to do it. But just, you're going to be so tzeflagin because you want to get the right thing, you're going to you're going to pull out, you're going to land up feeling for it without even realizing what you're doing. You're not going to do it on purpose, not intentionally, but that's going to happen. That's one pshat. The Siach Yitzchak is a different pshat. He says, we're talking about here the second base of Mikdash. We are there, the Kahanim didn't care about the real halacha. They just cared about looking good. And therefore, they were going to pick it out to look good. Look how big tzaddik I am. It came out, on the right side, Lashem, and that's why we have to say Torah, we have to grab it. This box was made out of wood, and it was not a kodesh, it was not a klisharis. And also, he only could fit two hands. He stuck both his hands in, each hand took one lot, so it only had a room for two hands. It shouldn't like be able to move it around, move your hands around, space to move your hands around to figure out which one it is. So it was a small little box. So we understand why it only had room for two hands. You shouldn't try to take out Lashem. El Shachoyel, that it's made out of a choyel, Nikdashah, why don't you makdash and let it be klisharis? So the Gemara, Im Kain, it can't be. You can't have like klisharis shall eitz. The klisharis, the eitz, you don't make a klisharis out of eitz. Break the Gemara, Navna the Kesef, so make it out of silver. Navnashah Zav, make it out of Zav. And even more, if you want to ask Kashmir more, before we saw they made the lats out of Zav, so why do you make the box out of Zav? Make it klisharis. And the Gemara, Torah chasa moedim shal Yisrael. The Torah rachmanis, and not to waste people's money, like Rashi brings down from Mitzayra, it says that before the Kohen comes, take everything out of the house. And the Gemara asks that, what do you mean, what's the problem? Just retable it. What's the problem becomes Tomei? Torah says the Kli Cheres, you're going to have to break it. So you see, the Torah was makbid on the moment of the Kli Yisrael, therefore, it didn't make you make into Shazav. Now, what happens over here in the Gemara is that we are saying we were the Mamon Yisrael. So first of all, there's two kashas here. We're not going to say Terusha did. First of all, Balamais, you see, he made the lats out of Zav. We're worried about Chosim Mamon Yisrael. And another kasha is that usually you find as a Yisoid that in Anias Vakam Ashiris, that in the Beis Mikdash, they weren't cheap. They weren't frugal. They spent whatever they needed. So it's a little bit shver this tarot. So you have to say that they held there wasn't enough of a tzarech to make it a klisharis. No reason to be a klisharis, and therefore there was a tarot chasam erim shal Yisrael. Zochting maravaita. Our mishnah that says that the kohen gadol picks out both lats and one lashem ul azazel is not like a high tana. My season like a high tana, not like the following tana. The tayil untan abrais. So Rehuda emir mishum rabbi Eliezer. Rehuda said mishum rabbi Eliezer. Haskan v'kohen gadol machlis yodl makalpi. They each stick a hand in. The skan sticks his right hand in, and the kohen gadol sticks his right hand into the box. Machlis yodl makalpi. In biyaminish kohen gadol oila. If and the right hand of the Kohen Gadol landed up the one Lashem. Haskan oimele, ish Kohen Gadol, master, my Kohen Gadol, my master, and hagui mincha, pick up your right hand. If the Lashem came out in the right hand of the Skan, which is the second in command, the second Kohen Gadol in command, Rosh Beisav oimele, the Kohen Gadol, devar milech, the Rosh Beisav tells the Kohen Gadol, say Lashem. Menemele Skan, let Skan tell the Kohen Gadol to say Lashem. So the Gemara, kivin le'salak b'yodai, since in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol did not come the Lashem, it came out in the Skan's right hand, chol shodaita, he's going to feel bad, so you don't want to rub it in by telling him, you're going to tell him, by the way, say Lashem. So if we have the Reish B'Zav say it, and therefore he won't feel as bad. So our Tana says the Kohen Gadol sticks both his hands in, his right and left hand, according to the Veshita, the brother, the Brisa, Rehuda Shem Rabbi Eliezer, the Skan stuck a right hand, the Kohen Gadol stuck a right hand in. What's the machlokes? My kamefki, Masav Ayimid the Skan Adif Mesmalo the Kohen Gadol. The right hand of the Skan is better than the left hand of the Kohen Gadol. Masav Ikeadal Nidu. The same thing. They're both the same thing. Now, what comes out of this Gemara is two points. We know Avoda can't be done with left hand. Now, our Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol sticks a right hand and left hand in. So it sounds like the lottery is not a avodah. Another riot that wouldn't be a avodah is we're allowing, according to the Braisa, the Tana the Braisa, the Skan is allowed to do it. We know on Yom Kippur only the Kohen Gadol can do avodahs. So both these are riots that it's not a avodah on the same level as other avodahs. And even though we're seeing in Gemara on our Beis, on the bottom of our Beis, that it could be it's ma'akev, the Hagrala, but otherwise it's not a avodah. It's not a avodah because, like you see over here, you can do your left hand with it, and also you can use a Skan. Zokta Gemara, man haitana, what's the name of the Tana, basically of our Mishnah? The Pligal of Rabbi Huda, the August of Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Chanina Skanakanam, Rabbi Chanina Skanakanam, Omer, Lama Skan Miyaminoi, or the Gir says, Lama Skan Mimune, why is the Skan appointed? Or why is he always standing on the right side of the Kohen Gadol? Shem ir by psul Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol gets a psul, becomes tamei. Nichnas skan mashamash tachtam. The skan will go and be mashamash instead of him. It will do his work instead of him. So why didn't it say another thing? His job is to pull out the gairel on Yom Kippur. Teretz is this man the holds that's not his job. His job is just to be there just in case something happens to the Kohen Gadol. Agav, there's a guru's ari on this Amud. There's a very important kasha that was a kasha in Daf Beis. And Daf Beis says in the Mishnah that you appoint the second Kohen Gadol for the Kohen Gadol to come to him. We had all year round, we had a scan. Like, what's the. Everyone knows the first Mishnah in the Yuma is, we appear not a Kohen. What do you mean we had a scan all year round? Why did you appear a Kohen? The Gurusri asks it over here. It's a pal, no one else asks it. So Gurusri answers that the case is the Mishnah that you didn't have another Kohen, you didn't have a scan. The scan was always. At that point, there was no scan. You know, so therefore, you still have to do special Yom Kippur. That's what he answers. Someone answer P the Tosfos Shalom Daf Beis that says Baskinim Lo Koyin Achtach doesn't mean you point another coin. We have another coin. It means you prepare his begodim. You measure him for begodim. Make sure he's all ready for his job. That's another Taras that I kasha. Don't worry about it. Tana Rabbanim. Our Baal Mishon Shimesh Shimon Atzadik. We know in the second Beis Mikdash there was a lot of Kohanim Gedolim, over 300, like we had on Daf Tes. But there was a Kohen Gadol that lived at the beginning of the second Beis Mikdash, was a big tzaddik. His name was Shimon HaTzaddik. He was a Kohen Gadol for 40 years. And when under his tenure, a lot of Nisim was still there. A lot of Nisim, and afterwards, they weren't the same. Wasn't the same. The Gilu Shechina wasn't the same after Shimon HaTzaddik died. Tana Rabbana, Abam Shalom Shimon HaTzaddik, Kohen Gadol Ola B'Yamin. Every year, those 40 years, the Gadol came out in his right hand, the Gadol Hashem. After that, some of his right hand, some of his left hand. Another thing, by a loshen shel zahiris, they used to tie a loshen shel zahiris on the sar hamishtaleach, and one thing they tied on his horns, the other one they tied on a rack, and when they threw the sar lazel down, it turned white. The string turned white. So that was all the years Shimon HaTzaddik was the Kohen Gadol turned white. But after that, not so possible. For Elisha Zahiris Malbin became white. Became Veilich Pa'am Malbin. After Shimon HaTzaddik, the other Kohanim Gedolim sometimes turned white, sometimes didn't turn white. Another name, for Ner Maravi Doilik. The Ner Maravi is Machlokes in the Gemara. What Ner Maravi is exactly? Either if the menorah was stood on the Heichal Mimizrach LeMayriv from east to west, then the Ner Maravi was the second candle from the Mizrach. That Ner lit, even though it was lit first, it lit longest. It might have lit until the next evening, more than everything else. That was Ner Maravi. According to Mandi Amar, that the menorah went from Tzafin to Darim, so Ner Maravi was the middle one, was the middle Ner. But either way, the Ner Maravi lit. It was lit the whole time until the evening. That was the next. By Ner Maravi Derlik, we can't wait. Look, after Shimon HaTzaddik, Pa'amun Derlik, Pa'amun Kavah. Sometimes it was lit, sometimes something went out, something extinguished. Another nice. By Eishem Arachim as Gaber. The Eishem Arachim, once they set it up in the morning, and they put the wood in the morning, the whole day it just kept on going. They can't even have to bring Eitzim to the Aracha the whole day to add on to the fire. Chutz b'shneig zir Eitzim. Besides, for the halacha, the ben arba'im, you have to bring shneig zir Eitzim. Then in the evening, you bring shneig zir Eitzim. You're like, hiya mitzvahs Eitzim. Do mitzvahs Eitzim. But you didn't have to add wood. The fire kept it going. Imagine this. And the fire is burning wood, and you don't have to add any wood. That was the next. Mekam ve'elech, pa'am meskaber, pa'am meskaber. And v'loihoyu kahanim nimnom, lahavi Eitzim Aracha, kol yom kula. They had to bring wood the whole entire day. Another nice. The three breads that they ate in the Kohen Gadol, the Omer, Shtei Lechem, Lechaponim, there was, and these are matzahs, some of them are matzahs actually, Lechaponim is matzah, but that they ate, so this was split up between the Kohanim. Now, v'chol Kohen Shemegiya Kezayis, Yesh Oichle V'Sevei, Yesh Oichle Moiser. You for sure got full, some people even left over from a Kezayis. Mekam Ve'elech, but after Shimon HaTzaddik, there wasn't such a bracha in that bread. And there was not a bracha, it was a little bit of a curse in the lechem. Every kohen, first of all, there wasn't enough. Everyone got like a bean. And you didn't get full from that. And therefore, there's no mitzvah of achilas kachim. Like the Tais Shalom explains, achilas kachim is either for kazayis, or if it's less than a kazayis, there's a mitzvah of achilas kachim if you get full. So in the days of Shimon HaTzadik, even if you got kapul ha-mitzri, like a bean, lamaisa was enough because they had a bracha on it. But after that, there was no bracha on it, they couldn't get full, and therefore atznuim moishchim es yedeim. Therefore atznuim did not even take, they didn't even take because there's no mitzvah. Va'agargarnim, the ones who were hungry, noitim va'ichlim, used to take it and eat. U'maisa ba'echad, there was one kayin, not the chalakai, he took his chalak haveroi, and he grabbed his chalak haveroi also. And by Yekarin Oysai, they called him Ben Chamtzon. On top of Amvezi, Ben Chamtzon Adi Amvezi. They called him the son of the grabber. Basically, you're a guy who grabs until his death. We do see where Chamtzon means grabbing. Amar Rabba Bar Shula Micro. We find the Pasuk, Chamtzon means grabbing. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Elei Kai Palteini Biyad Rosho Mekaf Ma'avel V'choymetz. Hashem, save me from a Rosho, from a someone who's averus, and from a chaymer, which means a gazlin. So you see, chaymer is the lashon of gazlin. Rav Amahacha says the pasuk, "Limdu hetev dirshu mishpat ashru chamoitz." So what does ashru chamoitz mean? It means help out the victim. Ashru chamoitz v'al tashru chaymer. Don't help out the person who grabs. Like upon him, he grabbed. They call him Ben Chamtzon. I'm not sure what the lesson in mice is, but one thing you do see in this lesson is, the guy didn't do it every day. One time he grabbed, and look, he had lived the rest of a consequence. He had the consequence where the rest of his life they called him Ben Chamtzon. First, let's be careful what he does. One ma'isa could give you a name the rest of your life.